The man who wrote this music was one of the most popular men in Europe in the 1770s and 1780s. His name was Joseph Boulogne, known as the Chevalier de Saint-Georges. And you likely haven't heard of him, in part because while he was a champion fencer and composer, a virtuoso violinist, and also conductor of a leading Paris symphony of the time, he was also black, the son of a French planter and his African slave mistress, born in the colony of Guadeloupe. This is his Symphony No. 2 in D major. Today, Chevalier's life is the topic of a production called The Black Mozart at Tanglewood. It's the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Its author is Bill Barclay. He's director of music at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London, and he joined Here and Now's Lisa Mullins, who asked him why Chevalier's music and story are not well known.
Well, his biography is somewhat buried by history for any number of reasons. I'm sure your listeners can understand why. Now, he was an artist of color in 18th century France. He was an aristocrat by virtue of him being the best swordsman in Europe, also one of the great violinist composers of the day, but trundled under by the French Revolution, as were so many people. And of course, because of his race, he was unable to marry into his class or have children. So his legacy is left to the dustbins of history.
So when you found out about this man, Joseph Boulogne, known as the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, so the Chevalier is his title, what made you decide that this is a story you want to tell?
He lived with Mozart under the same roof for 3 months in 1778. And we're used to Mozart gaining all the attention, but here we have Mozart really on his knees 2 days after his mother dies, poor, needing a job, and arriving at the Chevalier's house, 10 years his senior. And the Chevalier, this artist of color, has all the power and panache and aplomb that Parisian society can offer. And Mozart is the one who needs his help. And suddenly when I realized that we had this connection between these two people and that the Chevalier was unfairly called the Black Mozart, it should really be, you know, in many cases, Mozart who should be called the White Chevalier.
Let's listen to a little bit of Chevalier's music. And as we do, tell me if you think that Chevalier's music is really as good as Mozart's. Let's listen to a little bit right now. This is the Symphony Concertante No. 2 in G major.
Well, what's interesting here is that you have two violins who have equal footing soloing together. The Symphony Concertante was a very, very new form that Saint-Georges basically created out of whole cloth. And Mozart, his very famous Symphony Concertante that he writes a year after in E-flat with violin and viola, apes this piece. What's interesting about this is that in the Chevalier's work, you've got two equal players that are playing together like a good duel. You want to have people equally matched. And that's an innovation that Mozart takes on board and that music history takes on board to create these sort of double concertos, which is really something that comes from Saint-Georges. You know, his output isn't as extensive as Mozart's. I mean, whose is? And his instrumental writing career is curtailed by his involvement in the French Revolution. Saint-Georges amazingly becomes general of the first all-black regiment in European history to abolish slavery. So his life, being as he is an athlete, a dancer, a fencer, a conductor, is much more multifaceted than Mozart's composing career, and his output is smaller. And he sits in between Mozart and Haydn so that his innovations are really what he is giving to future composers, in addition to the fact that many of his violin concertos are just fascinating and beautiful to listen to.
What's one of your favorites?
His violin concerto in A major, Opus 5, number 2, is my favorite of his. It's dramatic. It has lots of different colors in it. It's passionate, and it prefigures romanticism for me in quite a profound way. That features the soloist as having an axe to grind and a real story to tell.
Mm-hmm. So how can you square this, though? I mean, if he had that much of an impact on Mozart, and they even studied together, lived together at the same time for a period when Mozart really needed help, how could it be that this man who was also renowned as a swordsman, as a military hero, was held back because of his race, because he was black? I mean, how did he get so far and still be ignored to the point where many people today don't know him?
Well, that's one of the great mysteries of history. But amazingly, when Saint-Georges is 17, he challenges Alexandre Picard to a duel. Picard is one of the rival fencing masters in all of France. And he's a student at that time, and Picard is a master. And all of Paris gets involved in this duel because, of course, you have a black person who's a student fighting a white French master. And Saint-Georges wins, amazingly wins. And King Louis makes him a knight. He just says, you know, this was so fascinating and amazing. I want you as part of my royal protection. So he becomes the only black knight in the king's private army, private guard, really. And that sort of makes his fame, and suddenly everyone in Paris and everyone in France knows of the Chevalier. So that's how he becomes famous. But then 7 or 8 years later, this famous fencer has a debut with Les Concerts d'Amateurs, the one of the great orchestras in Paris, as a violinist. And suddenly he's a solo violinist playing his own compositions. And no one knew that this man had been studying the violin for 20 years. So you could just imagine how his fame skyrocketed. And then the French Revolution happens and basically cuts off all of these artistic progressions in French music, in opera. And because of that, I think his story is just lost.
Lost, but also during his time, as you say, he was celebrated in many, many circles, a kind of Renaissance man after the Renaissance, just a different period of time. But he also faced racism.
Massively. So he was put up to be the artistic leader of the Paris Opera, which at that point was the greatest stage in Europe. And this is in the late 1770s, right about the time that he's with Mozart. And a petition is put forward by three aging divas, obviously they're white, that say they could not possibly sing for a mulatto, which of course is a very insensitive term, but that's the term that they used at the time for someone of mixed race. And he has to withdraw his name in great embarrassment. And part of the play that I'm writing includes Marie Antoinette in this, because he was over in Versailles playing music with her privately. They would read together and perform together, and they became very close. And I believe that out of respect for Marie Antoinette, so not to embarrass her, he withdraws his name from consideration. And these rare but painful slights because of his race did hold him back from some great places of privilege in Parisian society.
Bill Barclay, I want to take us out on a piece by the Chevalier, his Opus Posthumus. We can hear it now. And as we do, I wonder if you can tell us what you think his legacy is to music and what you would like to see become of his story.
Well, I think as you start to play, listen to the contrast between the orchestra, which is still in the Baroque Concerto Grosso style. But when the violin comes, and this piece is actually not posthumous, but very early in his career, so he is still demonstrating himself to the Parisian public as a violinist composer. But you can hear the violin almost take on a pre-romantic style. He has the audience in the palm of his hand. And just listen to the contrast between the violin playing and the orchestra.
What do you hope your production, his music, will mean to an audience today?
Saint-Georges is the first major classical composer of African descent, and there are many, many others. I think we're in a cultural moment where we need to hear from minority artists. We need to hear their voices, we need to understand their stories, and we need to celebrate their unique contributions to historical and musical culture, the history of which seems to be unfairly predominantly white.
Well, thank you for telling his story. Bill Barclay, director of music at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London, his production The Black Mozart will have its world premiere tonight at the Tanglewood Learning Institute in Western Massachusetts, featuring the music of the Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
And you too. Thank you.
And Bill was speaking with Here and Now's Lisa Mullins.